Many children would come and tell you when they lost their virginity.
That's true. Oh my gosh.
Can they hear the fact that I'm blushing?
Touch the Muppet Baby.
May the force be with you.
Because when I die, it's going to piss me off.
Oh, picturing my two-year-old, the freedom to get all red-faced in the middle of the living room and just launch some ass candy into his diaper.
I never want to eat candy again.
Shut your face!
It's like, just like, why are you such an ass?
But it, deep down, I'm like, I'm always surprised that people listen.
And now look at us. We're doing an iPod in the dining room.
Boom, episode 221 in the house in full effect.
Welcome to episode 221.
Jacob is already crying.
And Cars is already playing.
That's true. All of this is true.
It's happening right here on the second funniest podcast.
And of course, Natalie's just sitting there watching this all happen.
Well, it's like being in a live studio audience.
Being of little to no help.
I think she's little help. Because now she's no help. She's now giving him the iPod. Oh. Now she's lots of help.
That's his think. iPod, though. In her defense.
Fair enough.
It's his iPod. Now, I'm going to preface this, unless you
preface
wanted
away.
To go without saying. Some people may know that, who like to listen live, that we're doing this a day late.
Oh, yes.
But not a dollar short.
I knew you were going to say that.
Really?
Yeah, we've lived together for so many years. I know.
Well, I feel like it's because it's $2. You know what I mean? Like, we get $2
so
a month.
So, give your $2 and enjoy the second funniest thing you can hear in your iPod.
Boom.
In the dining room.
And you are not feeling so hot.
I'm feeling fantastic.
Now you are?
No.
Okay.
Come on. What? The stuff writes itself.
Oh. She's like, what just happened?
You know what you think?
Now you lost
me. Do I sound low energy?
No, not at all.
Do I seem low energy?
I want to preface it because the way I imagine it happening.
Did you just say preface it?
Yeah. Is it, what's the word?
Preface.
Okay.
Although earlier today I could not say burglary.
Or later today.
Yeah, it's a hard word.
Burglary.
I kept adding an L in the middle of the word. Bulgary.
Bulgary?
Yeah, burglary. Bulgary.
Preface.
Malk.
Palau.
You know, English is ired.
So is math. Anyway, so you're not feeling well, but nonetheless, you said, let's do it day later. Let's make some magic.
I said it just like that.
The people are going to be upset.
You're just reading my text message.
I know. It says here, I don't want there to be rioting in the streets. I don't know what's going to happen. How is Joseph Bears going to run around an indoor gym?
Without us?
Yeah. Without us killing time for him. And many other people. What is Jeremy Schutz going to look forward to when he's stuck on that boat out in the middle of the Mediterranean?
Yeah,
that's a big compliment. I feel like to us. There's
did
a
he
man,
say that? What did
yeah,
he say?
He's cruising around the Mediterranean doing Nickelodeon shows. Thank you for chewing into the microphone.
Is it noticeable?
Uh huh.
Because I really wanted to make it noticeable.
Okay, here. Why don't you try it again?
Okay.
And I won't talk.
Okay.
And then you go for it. That is so disgusting. I can't even let it happen. Like, it doesn't bother me, but I know that there's got to be somebody who's like, oh God.
I hate the sound of chewing.
What if that caused somebody to, caused somebody to puke in their car while they're driving to work?
Please write in with that story.
More than likely, though, Jeremy Schutz he's the one who's cruising all over the Mediterranean, and he was excited because he gets internet on this cruise, so he's going to occasionally download all of our episodes and use it while, I guess, he's making some kind of slime or mess to throw on some kid inappropriately.
You say that like you've never done it. Like you didn't do this job for 8 years of your life.
I did do it. I didn't mean it to sound like I was above it.
Mm. Not that you're above it, like you don't understand it.
I don't understand. No, I was because
I was doing some sort of Nickelodeon event.
Listen,
on some sort of cruise.
I was there, as were you, year that a bunch of guys got together and thought it would be a good idea to have white colored slime and shoot it out of guns on a kid. Just let
the next year they thought that through.
Why not green? Why not just green it up?
They made it orange the next year.
Why not just green it up?
And that was Gail who said, you know what, maybe we should make the Shibuzi orange.
Really?
Yeah.
Gail? Mm-hmm. I thought she was long gone by that time.
No. She was directing. That was the year she was guest directing. She said, you know what?
Maybe
it shouldn't be white foam shot out of a cannon onto a child's face. Just a thought for you to mull about.
I'm so ashamed that every time that I did, I went, ah! I know, that's
not too bad. Now, if you had said, ah, in the face, That might have been.
Say you're pretty. Say you're pretty now.
That's the line.
That's
We were like two steps above.
And then
you were kind of near it, and then you crossed it.
Yeah. Oh, my bad. My bad.
No, it's good. I just want you to know where the line is.
We do have, I'm excited
because we're going to talk about candles tonight.
Yes.
Have you done any research?
I did.
Oh, good.
Did you?
Yeah.
All right.
What do you think I was doing while we were eating dinner?
Here's the thing. I did a lot of my research. I start off like, why do we put candles on a birthday cake?
Oh, good.
Which I found out that it's back in the Greco-Roman times that they believe that it's to symbolize the moon.
Oh.
And that the Germans were the ones, though, to put a they would put cakes, like candles on cakes in general.
Yeah.
The Germans would put a single, like a huge candle on their cake, which was supposed to represent the eternal flame of life.
Oh.
That was on there, and then
what about blowing it out? Was that part of it?
There was a this is a thing. Like when I Googled it, I found this great like Yahoo answers page, and here's the thing. I've always asked very very specific questions to Google, where and there's usually somebody who has a very specific question like mine that's like identical mine, and then somebody's there to answer it. Like, you know, how do I get past this certain level on this video game? And then there's a guy who goes,
important
okay,
things.
You got to do this,
right? Yeah.
Where if it's a more general topic to where the general populace can weigh in, guess what? On Yahoo Answers, they weigh in. Like, if you Google calendar, why do we have birthday candles on birthday cake? There are people, like, somebody says, does anybody know why there are candles on birthday cake? And then people take stabs at it. Like, they're like, but they're saying it as if they're trying to answer the question.
Well, I think it's because...
No, not even that. It's like, to me, it's more of like, it's like they're saying they're an expert on the subject, but there's the wordage. Let me see if I can find the page while I'm talking about it, but because there's something about the way it's worded makes me feel like they have no idea what's going on or anything. And I'm having a horrible time explaining it. I should have saved this link. I saved it another link. Do you have anything about candles?
Well, I hadn't thought of this. I've often wondered. It annoys me that we get a cake, we take all this time to prepare the cake, make it all pretty, stick candles on it, burn it on fire so hot dripping wax melts on the frosting, give it to the person whose birthday it is, and have them blow on it.
Yeah.
Now, if I gave you a burrito at a party and said, here's your burrito, enjoy your burrito.
Exactly.
You would be like, did you just blow on my burrito? Now, worse, here's a meatloaf that mom made for everybody for dinner. It's a family of 10 eating off this meatloaf. And if mom went, everybody dig into the meatloaf, people would say, mom, you just blew all over the meatloaf.
Put your spittle all over everything.
Why do we want this? So that got me thinking, well, this is a stupid tradition. And then I thought, well, why in the world is this the tradition in the first place? Because naturally, it made sense that the candle is life, and that I get all that, the eternal flame and everything. But symbolically, if you're 12, say, and you put 12 candles on the cake, now blow those out. So you're dead? What's the... What's the... How did we get here? I'm hoping you're going to tell me.
No, well, it says in this other... the other part, and this is what... what was it? I can't find the exact page. Well, I found the question, but now it's not showing me all of the other answers that people also had
in
there.
They were afraid. They're like, this is too much.
They heard about what we're doing, and so they're like, we got to take all our stupid answers down. But there was a person whose theory was that you blow out the number of candles of your age to symbolize those years have passed. You've extinguished those years.
That sounds like a guess.
And it is. And that's the part that's frustrating right now. Let's see. Why do we use candles on... Here we go. Maybe it's this one. Yes, it is. Here we go. Why do we use candles on a cake for birthday? Answer one. Each candle represent age, and also it's for decoration and wish-blowing off thing.
That is a solid answer. I can't believe you didn't remember that verbatim.
Each candle... And then the next one is... Answer two. Each candle represents a year until you get too old for every candle to fit in the cake.
Are these people 8 years old?
I don't know.
Lets their children answer? What's the percentage of accuracy? Don't people get to vote on how helpful that answer is?
It says sign in to vote, but there's so far this one has a zero rating on all of these.
Good for them.
Let's see. There's one really long one. Tradition of lighting birthday candles on a cake began years ago, and even today, candle hold its significant and illuminated presence atop birthday cake.
Good.
I feel like all of these people are Asian.
This is good, yeah.
Does this
yeah.
make me racist? That it's
no,
like...
because they lack the letter S in their, in their ability to type.
Traditional lighting birthday candle on a cake began a year ago, and even today, candle hold is significant in illuminated presence atop birthday cake.
Presence was the only word with the letter S in that whole thing.
Number of birthday candle used on a cake represent the age of a person celebrating his or her birthday. The rule is relaxed for older people who find the idea of one candle per year fussy and childish.
How is that useful? Who doesn't know that? Yeah. Like, why would you take the time to type that? That's
I
like saying, why do we put walls up? Well, walls are useful for keeping the roof, and also you can put a candle or a calendar on the wall, or maybe a fridge next to it.
See, this is not the same person, but this is the answer that I got earlier that I liked, is that history of birthday candles. It is said that the custom of placing candles on a birthday cake was started by early Greeks who used to place candles on the cake that they offered to Artemis, the goddess of the moon.
See, now that's an answer. That's some information yeah. that I didn't know. Cake is made out of flour, and people eat it on their birthday. Every year you have a birthday.
Yeah.
Did you know this?
They used to place, then it says, Germans who perfected them... selves in the art of candle making placed candles on the cake, but for religious reasons. They used to place a big candle in the center of the cake to represent light of life. Mm. The candle is marked with lines and numbers, usually 12, which would be burned every year. Scholars also say that the custom of placing candles originated because people believed that gods lived in the skies. They thought that lit candle helped to send signals and prayers to the god so that they could be answered more effectively. The other belief that people held was that when a person makes a wish while blowing out the votive candle, a signal or message was received by the god and prayers would be answered. That's karma, bro.
No, oh, goodness sakes.
Several Latino cultures observe an interesting candle lighting ceremony on a girl's 15th birthday called a quinceañera.
Oh.
The religious ceremony is held in a church and marks the girl's passage into adulthood. She gets her period. In a gesture of recognizing...
At 16? I sure hope she's had her period by then.
I don't know. I think that's when they're supposed to happen. I think it's... People say that it's the hormones in the milk that make it happen when
make
kids are like 10 or 12.
Make the period happen earlier?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
In a gesture of recognizing her heritage and her spiritual journey, the young woman lights her parents' candle with the flame of her own candle. Her parents, in turn, illuminate the candle of their parents, and so on. That's a lot of candles. I mean, those Latino families, they're not small.
No. I think that's... You can see them coming down the street. It's like a small bonfire.
Oh, this is great. Answer number 4. Okay, this doesn't really answer your question, but doesn't it seem like there should be the amount of candles as the year before? Like, if you're turning 14, you would blow out 13 candles, so you're sort of moving on from year 13. I don't know. Ha ha. Oh, that's the best. Thank you, Yahoo Answers. Thank you.
Yeah, this is what the internet has become, is a completely useless spoil of information filled with... pointless people talking into microphones and throwing it up into the internet for people to listen to.
My next thing that I look, what?
Your completely divided attention is awesome.
What do you mean? What did I just do something wrong that I don't know about it? What did I do wrong? Here's the thing. I don't disagree with your philosophy that the internet is a place where everybody could just smatter their ignorance
all
over the place.
But then I said that it's filled with people just babbling into microphones.
Oh, that part I didn't.
Yeah, that's my point.
All right. Touche. Well, then, yeah, you're right. I was going to say that would be truly me.
Right now on the poll, if you're listening to us live, and one of you is, what's your favorite scented candle? Cinnamon, apple, melon, or fire?
It's said that vanilla reminds people of home.
Oh,
Natalie found that somewhere that...
On a Snapple cap?
No, like, I think it was one of those...
these things?
I think it was a fudgesicle, popsicle. Oh, that's what I think it was.
They're like, what reminds you of home? Oh, this is going to be a funny joke. A vanilla candle. Oh. I don't think I get it.
That's not very funny.
It's these
informative.
Things.
The other thing I
shouldn't
looked...
call it fudgesicle. You call it knowledge-sicle.
I thought would be fun to look up was I looked up trivia for the movie 16 Candles.
Oh, well done.
The only interesting tip, this would be interesting if this were a podcast about John Hughes films,
yeah.
Or if maybe Jordan Rosa was sitting here, or something along those lines. Because all the trivia that I found on IMDb was horrible, although I did think it was interesting that Jim Carrey auditioned for the role of Ted the Geek.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
and
but I don't know. No, obviously he didn't.
It's not obvious. That's why I asked.
What? It said he auditioned, but he's not in there.
But I didn't know that. I've never seen this movie.
It also says that Molly Ringwald and Anthony Michael Hall. Molly Ringwald?
Wald.
Wald. Paolo.
Malk.
They did not get along until John Hughes, the director of the film, took them to a music store and they found out they had similar taste in music.
That seems untrue.
And that's what
created the
chemistry.
That's like a scene from a movie. Like, we don't like each other. Well, let's go to the music store.
Maybe John Hughes gets teenagers. That's why he made all these teenage angst films.
Oh, maybe.
You know, and so maybe he truly like, because imagine it, like they're sitting down at a production meeting, you know, and then one of the PAs is like, we got an issue. Molly Ringwald does not like this Anthony Michael Hall kid.
Dun, dun, dun.
She thinks he's obnoxious and just way over the top and doesn't like him. And so John Hughes is like, you know what? I got it, guys. I'm going to take him to a music store. John, what are you talking about? It's like you're writing one of your movies again. No, listen. Life imitates art and art imitates life. Trust me on this one. I know what's up. He takes him to an Amoeba store, maybe a Virgin Records back when they existed. And then boom, magic happens. Classic movie. 16 Candles now.
I'd watch that movie. I'd watch The Life and Times of Tara Hughes. Of what?
Have you seen it?
No. Of 16 Candles? I think I caught the first one, maybe the second one, but I didn't see that's a lot of movies. Was it like straight to DVD?
You know what's funny?
What's that?
Is that there's also on the trivia here that allegedly USA Network announced a made-for-TV sequel called 32 Candles.
Not allegedly.
Was being planned.
Yeah, that was being planned.
And then they cut it down?
I didn't know it was a USA.
So when you said I didn't see the first one, I remember that trivia, and then you're like, that's a lot of movies.
I was stoked for 32 Candles. And I couldn't believe they killed it. I'm like, that's the best sequel since Return to Oz.
But
75 years later in a different film studio, we'll do the sequel.
But was that when Anthony Michael Hall was doing Dead Zone or something like that? That was kind of like his comeback or whatever to do this cable network TV show.
But Anthony Michael, I don't remember, what did he play in that film? Was he the...
In 16 Candles?
Yeah.
He was the love interest guy.
He was, but wasn't he the geeky kid?
Yeah, he was
the
geeky kid who was way into her and she was going on a date, but she was interested in the senior football player guy.
Tell me, I have a hard time keeping all these movies separate. Was there a Japanese person that was really horny?
Long Duck Dong.
Okay, yeah. I thought I was making a blanket statement about all 80s movies, but then I realized, no, that was the one with it.
His name is Getty Watanabe. I think is how you pronounce his last name. But the other interesting thing that I found is there is a National Candle Association.
Oh.
If you go to, now I might be wrong on this, but I'm pretty sure, if you go to, oh no, that's Candle Lighters. Hold on. I thought it was candle.org. Maybe it's candles.org. And they have, it's like they made this website for idiots like me that's like, I need something to be like, there's no way that people devote their lives. There's no way people are making an income, not off of candle making, but just the idea of candles and the realm around them.
So many people are. Like, it's a big industry, this candle industry.
But do they need a National Candle Association? Yeah, it's candles.org. If you go to candles.org, you go to the National Candle Association, and they have, a frequently asked questions about candles, and it's awesome. Absolutely. Here we go. Facts. I missed it. Go back home. Boom. Why are candles so popular? Candles are perhaps one of the most enjoyable and affordable luxury items available to everyone.
What? Who decides that?
They are beautiful and magical, infusing the home with color and fragrance. They can create a special warmth and ambiance to bring a special sense of calm and well-being. How are candles made? Although modern technology has introduced greater efficiencies and quality control in candle making, most candles are made through the timeless process of placing a cotton wick into wax, which is then molded, dipped, extruded, pressed, rolled, drawn, or filled into a desired shape and size. I don't know. I hope this is entertaining to the people listening to this at home.
Well, this is my point, is that, you know, who... only fourth graders looking to plagiarize a paper on candles are going to be using this.
I have no... this is right. How can I tell if I'm buying a quality candle?
Okay, I can find that related or usable information.
No, wait till you hear the answer. Unless a candle has defects that are obvious to the eye, you probably can't tell just by looking. That's why the National Candle Association strongly recommends that you purchase candles from a reputable manufacturer. All NCA members adhere to ASTM candle standards and have pledged their commitment to quality products and practices. Click here for a list of candle brands names of NCA members. So they have a list that you could go. I want to know. Let's see.
Well, we got the candle sham coming on. We just mix a bunch of wax with some hot honey, and we pour that out and put a wick in the middle. But by wick, we really mean a piece of rope, and the kids are buying this shit up.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I just went in there. There's a friend of ours.
That's the sound you make when you delete the podcast. Are we rolling?
Yeah, we're still going.
Okay, good.
I was recently made fun of because I was across the country. Not recently. When I say recently, I should say 3 years ago.
That was recent.
Yeah, enough
it was
for me.
Before your son was born.
It still hurts and stings a little. Yeah. I wanted to buy something special for my wife while I was on the
road.
She
loves candles. We should have her weigh in on this.
So she...
Go on.
Remember when you and Amanda got her that candle thing for her birthday?
And she stared at it for a half hour.
Opening
reportedly.
The door. Like it was like a little glass telephone booth for a candle without a roof on it. And it had a door that you could set the tea candle
in. It's around here somewhere. I've seen it.
Yeah. It's up in the room, I bet. But she looked at that thing, like opening the door, closing it, open. And there was
a baby playing with the remote control or the iPod.
Yeah, just completely fascinated, like and having her own little make-believe world of what, like it was a doll and she's imagining all the scenarios the doll is in. Like, she's imagining all the kinds of candles she's going to put in this little telephone booth.
There wasn't even a candle in there?
I don't think so. Oh, I think it was just the holder. Well, I think you guys also got tea candles.
I think so,
she had was that thing. She was just open.
Well, Amanda picked it out and she said she'll love it. And boy, did she.
She was right.
She was right.
Because I remember sitting there at one point going, I think she's kind of playing this up a little. Like, if you keep going with the opening and closing.
We weren't there. I never saw it. You told me about it later and you said she sat there for 30 minutes and opened and closed that door.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, are you serious?
Because I remember thinking that she was doing it for you guys, because I thought you were there at one point, but then
maybe
I remember
in the beginning.
Coming home. Maybe Amanda was there or something, because I thought she opened it at Comedy Sports or something like that. But anyway, Amanda was there, I thought, and so that she was going, oh my gosh, it's so adorable. And then she came home and then sat with it on her bed. Because I remember thinking, going, I think she's overdoing it. Like,
this is your wife.
Yeah.
She was 22 at the time.
23.
And obsessed with it like a six-year-old girl.
Yeah. Doesn't take much. Maybe that's why she thinks I'm entertaining.
Does she just open and close your candle door?
Yeah, she does, Daddy.
Wait, was that sexual?
By that, you mean my asshole.
What does that have to do?
Which leads me to my next comment. The National Candle Association does not recommend using condoms.
Why?
And candles for sexual purposes.
Who does that?
I should say that the National Candle Association is a Catholic organization. No. None of that is true. One of the things that I went and so this Yankee candle that I bought at a what's that? Oh, fuck nugget. Now
you're
I forgot
right
the
there?
What's the name of that place that we always go to breakfast at Oasis, the country place.
In Oasis.
Yeah, when we go on the road, it's a country.
Denny's?
No.
IHOP?
No, it's a country store. It's got a country store.
Oh, Cracker Barrel.
Cracker Barrel, thank you. So I was there, and I'm like, I'm going to get something nice for my wife, and I'm looking around the general store, and I grab it. Yeah, something that I could only get at a Cracker Barrel, and I grab a candle, and Heidi, who's from the South, is like, you're getting her a Yankee candle? And I was like, yeah, I want to get her something nice. She goes, you know you could get those anywhere, right? Like, that's like the most generic candle you can find. I was like, well, she won't know if I don't know. And sure enough, she was happy to get it.
Really?
Yankee candles, for those of you listening at home, are approved by the National Candle Association.
Oh, good.
However,
that was close.
The Febreze and Glade candles that are currently burning in this domicile right now are not.
Don't come over here, candle aficionados.
Which means that they are not up to the ASTM standards and guidelines.
Crap on a candle bucket.
I don't know.
Set it on fire. Name it Kindle.
I'm at a loss for words. I fear for my child. I fear for my house. I fear the only one that's going to live now is the dog. He made it out.
Well, and he's gone, yeah.
Yeah.
I should probably go. All right. There
we
is.
Could just blow the candles. That was
no,
the
no, no. I'm going to turn off the Ustream and go.
Wait,
so this is, play the music.
Before we go, though, can we do like a memorial for me?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We
like a memorial show of like, let's relive.
Is that what you're going for?
No. That's funny. I was saying doing a in memory of show playing your favorite moments of the show.
Remember this earlier tonight? Yeah. Justin said,
"Is that
we should do a memorial show?"
Is that the work you would put into it? Is just this episode? Just
well,
whatever.
I'm not. I mean, we've recorded a lot of episodes. I know what we said tonight. Why do I have to go back and listen to other ones for a memorial episode? You're not even really dead. It's just hiding.
This is the kind of effort you put in for my hypothetical death.
Okay, here's my
point. So here's what I'm
imagining. Hold on.
If I really die, you're probably only going to put twice as much effort in.
Okay, but here's the problem. Now, if you really died, right, and I wanted to put together a memorial, and if your house burnt down in this fictional candle-related fire, all the podcasts are stored on your computer. So I would have to go through the trouble of downloading all of them and then editing them together.
Which would help our numbers.
Okay, why don't you put together the memorial show before you light your house on fire? I think it's a small request, Warsham.
I don't know.
Thus bringing the times I've called you Warsham up to 3.
You call me that all the time.
Do I?
Yeah.
No.
The other thing I heard on another yes, it is. The number one most selling single song is Candle in the Wind by Elton John.
Oh, that makes sense. The first one or the second one?
37 millions sold.
37 millions? Where are you reading?
This one place.
Some of the S's from that other guy.
I think it's a British website. They're compensating for the Asians. They're like, listen, we got some plurals in here. Some
loves, we shall put some S's into our words.
Which means Princess Diana's tribute, by the way, sold more copies than White Christmas.
Yeah.
More celebrated by 7 millions.
What was it? Is it the Princess Di version or the
Princess Di version?
What's her bucket?
It says the number one with 37 million sold, Candle in the Wind, and then parentheticals Princess Diana tribute, Elton John.
So how in the world does that Well, it's the British.
The British.
They're all buying it.
There's not 37 million of them.
Yeah, but they kind of
rule. PJ, tell me if I'm wrong on this. I think that there's at most.
You concerned me. I'm like, who else is in this room? Was PJ here the whole time and I've been ignoring him, our fact checker? I'm so sorry, PJ.
No, because I think, I mean, at most, there's got to be, what, 6 million British people?
Well, the internet has no wrong answer. Make that into a drop. How many people live in England?
Number three is Rock Around the Clock with 17. That's a big gap to go from 37 to 30 to 17. Tied for fourth with 12 million sold.
I would have thought of it something by Michael Jackson.
By the Beatles. Louie Louie by the Kingsmen. Hey Jude by the Beatles is number six with 10 million. It's Now or Never by Elvis Presley with also 10. Another 10 is I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston. Oh,
what is this? This is number of songs sold?
This is the top 10 best-selling singles of all time.
Singles, not downloads.
Also, this is as of 2003. Oh, so
this is very old information.
Strong chance
that that's not accurate.
Strong chance.
Because I was going to say Pink and break the 1
paparazzi
million.
might have beaten it.
Yeah. Okay. Because how many did you say in 2003 was the how many downloads did
37 million sold.
37 million sold. The population of England in the year 2005 was 50.1 million.
They don't love them.
Yeah. So find out what the number one song is now.
Oh, wait.
Here
we go. The best-selling albums of all time in all categories.
Don't look at that website. It hasn't been updated in 7 years.
It says right here, July 2009. Yeah. The Eagles' Greatest Hit with 29 million sold. Thriller by Michael Jackson, 28. The Wall by Pink Floyd, Potheads. Led Zeppelin 4 by Led Zeppelin. Back in Black, AC/DC.
I loved Iron Man.
Oh, that was such a good movie.
It was. Did you like the second one?
I did. I liked them both.
I typed in, what is the world's best, the world top 10 best-selling singles, and I get your same stupid website.
What did you think I typed in?
Stupid
websites about
Candle
songs?
Candle in the Wind, 97, 37 million global sales. Statistic valid as of the year 2003.
Well, maybe maybe it's like the Olympics. You know what I mean? Like, it takes them 4 years to figure out, you know, this is how many singles were sold. No?
No, why don't I just go to iTunes? Can we just narrow it down to iTunes?
No, because that's as of right now, but it tells you what's the best-selling song like as of today.
U.S. for Africa, We Are the World, in the year 1985 was the number one best-selling song for 20 million.
But just
million,
that year.
For just that year, 20 million, though.
But I'm saying the number one top-selling single is Candle in the Wind, 2003.
In 2003.
When did she die?
2003.
No.
Oh, 2001?
I'm asking you to check, not to guess.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think she died in 98.
See, then that's got to be still valid. I mean, it's not like, you know
but
what I mean?
Other songs have come out. Avatar's come out. Don't you think the Avatar? High School
Avatar.
Musical? No, High School Musical,
the
though.
Is a soundtrack. You jackass.
97. Princess Di died in 1997. Avatar was huge. No, but the... What? You know, you say stupid things every week. I don't laugh
I know,
like
but
this.
It just made me laugh so hard because I bought it. I was like, it's a valid point. Avatar was very popular. Very popular. Wait, the
wait
music?
A minute.
What?
Wait a minute.
I'll give you that they probably sold more Avatar Cokes.
That's probably true.
Than they did
High School
Princess
Musical.
Diana.
I'm going to bet High School Musical gave them a run for their money.
No way.
Yes way.
No way.
It at least broke $40 million.
No, because that's just kids.
That they count. They're the largest spending. They buy the same song three times so they can have it on their iPod and in
no,
the car
don't.
And then on their other iPod.
No, they don't.
Children are terrible people.
They don't have cars, number one.
Their parents do. And each of them have their own CD inside of the CD rack.
No.
Man, America is a rich country.
Here's what I'm thinking why 2003 is a valid stat is because that's probably around the time that iTunes became the place that everybody buys songs. Because it is saying sold, the top-selling single.
You know, your debating skills have really improved.
Really?
Yeah, but no, I don't have a comeback.
That's right, Avatar. That's just freaking hilarious. Avatar's come out, and
that's
then you quickly
big.
Stammer in High School Musical. High School Musical!
That was a real one?
There were three of them!
They're very popular. The third one was at theaters! The Simpsons movie. Titanic,
Spider
remember
Pig.
When that was big? Actually, Spider. I will say Titanic is the
but my
that
heart
song.
Will, but that was still in the
that was
late
99.
90s.
That was 99.
So it didn't have a... It, you know what I'm saying?
No, you, that wasn't a sentence, Jacob.
I'm saying that the it had already hit its peak of popularity.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whereas Princess Diana's peak of popularity, you said, was about 87. So the song was probably released in 88.
Princess... No, 88. What are you talking about?
You just said 87 was when Princess Diana died.
No, 97.
97. So in the same year, Titanic was released.
Yeah.
So then, no way, dude.
I don't know. Worldwide, though, that song is still a killer song.
Yeah. My Heart Will Go On is a killer song?
When I went to...
If by killer, you mean people die when they hear it.
No, I mean people love it. When we went to India, there were two things that they knew, the kids in India. They knew Michael Jackson, and they knew My Heart Will Go On. They would do Michael... They would do my poor children in the slum who don't have television or radio could sing verbatim My Heart Will Go On. Whole classrooms of it would sing it for us. And then when we couldn't sing a single lyric, they're like, well, I had a kid actually say, what good are you? Why are you here?
Maybe it's because they didn't think that you knew Candle in the Wind. Maybe it's because they... Maybe it's because they were like, well, these guys are American. They probably think this jackass has spent $200 billion making a movie about a sunken ship. And then they're like, okay, kids, time to brush up on My Heart Will Go On. They're like, oh, this song is so played out. Why can't we do Candle in the Wind? It's our favorite. It's
they
right.
Just, no, see, you're forgetting the trickle-down theory. They just recently got that movie, Titanic, because they're so behind the curve. It's 12 years later. They just found out that the millennium is going to change.
Who's their American Idol then?
In India?
Yeah.
Haveeb Javar.
No.
Ralarga.
I'm saying what year in American Idol are they on?
Oh, they don't even know what that means.
So it hasn't been invented
no,
yet?
No, yeah. They're still watching Soul Train.
You know what, India? You better stop now because it's not going to get better than Soul Train.
It just sort of peaks after that.
Peaks? I thought you meant there was another peak, it's called American Idol.
Yeah. Well, the first, I mean, Kelly Cross Broccoli Bucket. What's her name?
Wow. Remember that time that you got sick and it turned you into an 80-year-old man?
That I couldn't remember. My brain really isn't going fast enough. Is it warm in here?
I'm not.
We're losing live stream viewers by the minute. 4 out of 8 people don't listen to us anymore.
They never do. We do this. We only do this live streaming thing because we thought that maybe the occasional listener who regularly
no one calls in. We had that week where all of our black friends called in, and no one's called in since then.
Maybe
all of our black friends.
Maybe
called
I should
in.
Say the N-word more often or something.
Oh, that's probably why they didn't call.
Get all heated. Oh, you think that's what it was? It was pre. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
it was pre nigger talk.
Oh my gosh.
What? This is the internet. We can say what we want.
So Kat loves Dr. Quinn, medicine woman.
What?
Yeah, she's.
Is she in India? Why is she just not watching this?
So, because I'm a good boyfriend, I found it for her on my TiVo and TiVo for her. So when she's over and I'm playing video games, I put on Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman so she's entertained.
Make you a good boyfriend.
No, it does. She loves it. She could think
that
of nothing
better. That makes you a horrible babysitter.
No.
It doesn't make you
a... No, I wish she'd call
All right,
in.
Kid.
Kat, if you're listening, please call in and defend me, because we both know it's true that she just likes being in the room.
Right.
And she'll watch her country western Yeehaw Goody Times on the gospel
You've
music
never seen
channel.
An episode.
I don't know what's happening on the screen.
Uh-oh. What is her? You're calling into the Second Buddies podcast. This is Justin and Kevin. Who is this?
Hello, it's Kat.
Hello.
Thanks for calling,
Hi.
Kitty. Back me up.
I literally just signed on to Facebook and clicked on your live stream right as Kevin was like, so I downloaded Dr. Quinn for Kat.
Now, here's what he said, though. Before you heard that part, he said that I'm a good boyfriend because Kat loves Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman. So therefore, I downloaded all the episodes for her, which I was like, oh, that's sweet. And he goes, so sweet. She can watch them while I play video games. And I said, that doesn't make you a good boyfriend. That makes you a horrible babysitter. And he's like, no, I'm serious. She loves it. She goes, if you're listening, call in and back me up on this.
And then you called like a good girl.
Well,
high five.
I can back him up 50%.
Here it comes. Oh, shit.
A wonderful boyfriend for downloading them for me, but I've never seen him play a video game while I watch it. He watches them with me.
Oh, she outed your gay ass.
Would you turn the... Please turn Skype off.
She outed...
How dare you not know that you were supposed to just agree with... We're going to have a talk later.
One time, I think he was doing work or making dinner for me.
Making dinner.
Yes, one time
you know
he
what?
Made,
we're going to have a long conversation about what it means to back daddy up.
I think I might be more in love with this chick than you right now. This is so...
She didn't back me up.
I know.
He makes fun of it the whole time, so it's not like he actually
That's
likes
true.
It.
I do make fun of it the whole time when we end up watching
that's
it.
That's awesome. Does
no,
not
no,
make
no,
you a good boyfriend.
He just sits there and makes fun of it.
No, but I'm cuddling with you and whispering how... How bad the ADR on the screen is.
Could you sound more put out by the fact you have to touch her? She's
and
a beautiful woman.
It's very 2D. It's like a Hallmark card.
It's like a Hallmark
I agree with
card.
Him. I can see it.
It's so
but
bad.
But I still like the show.
You still like it? Now,
hey, do you want to come over later and watch Dr. Quinn while I play video games?
No, just to prove your point here on the podcast?
Yes.
No.
Ah, thanks a lot, woman.
Now, why Dr. Quinn, medicine woman, and why is it that you're just now getting into this? How did this...
Oh, she's always loved it.
So is it you just missed the last three seasons, or what?
No, it went off the air a while ago, but I watched it when I was a kid. My whole family would... I was just telling Kevin last night, we all get our showers for church the next morning and get in our PJs and run downstairs at 8 o'clock and watch it. And then at 9 o'clock, Early Edition would come on. And so we'd stay up and watch that. And then at 10 o'clock, if I was lucky, I could stay up and watch Walker, Texas Ranger with my dad and my older brother.
Ooh, nice.
What? Did they get you get back in time cable in Virginia?
I'm from Virginia, okay?
I know you're from Virginia.
It was
but
the early 90s.
It was the early 90s. She's talking to them about the right time.
But I just
those
love...
Those were live shows.
Here's what I love about parents who decide to filter the entertainment for their children is that what they do is they subject them to subpar entertainment. And then when they see real television shows, and they're like, holy crap, is this awesome?
You should watch her watch Battlestar Galactica. She's out of her seat
right?
in her mind when she sees it.
Exactly, because it's interesting
writing,
and exciting and
story
set in her time period, or at least closer.
That's true.
No, it's not. It's set in, like, the past or the future or something.
We were only on
yet.
Season two. Don't ruin anything for us.
Oh, okay.
Shut your mouth.
Well, I'm saying we're closer to flying spaceships around in dogfights in space than we are to going back to just riding horses.
I don't know if that's true.
Really?
Did you see Firefly? I think it's a both and.
Did you watch this week's Big Bang Theory, speaking of which? So they go back in time to see how Sheldon and Leonard met.
Ooh.
Spoiler alert. That was only in the promo, but the rest of this stuff is like they have this this roommate agreement, this contract that they agree to sign. And one of them is that every Friday night they will do this and watch Firefly. He's like, well, does that need to be agreed upon? He's like, well, I mean, it's not like it's going to get canceled. It's going to be on for a long time, so it might as well be in there.
That's sad. Kat doesn't get it. Hey, Kat, what's your favorite kind of candle?
Vanilla. No, yes, vanilla.
You sure? You only, because this counts.
Yes.
So if you don't get it right, it's going down on your permanent record.
I just
100% vanilla.
Good choice.
I want to know.
I like vanilla everything.
I want to know why Walker Texas Ranger was the lucky thing you got to stay up for. I want to know. I want to be inside that world. Is it just because
right
of staying
time,
late?
What?
Is it just because you're staying up late, or were you that into, like, what is Chuck Norris going to do when he's on his downhill
no.
slide?
I was into the TV show. I liked the action drama and how he kicked ass, kicked butt.
Have you seen
your podcast?
Thanks for cleaning that up.
You just dropped the N-word.
What's the N-word?
She knows it. She's from Virginia. She invented it.
Neat.
Neat.
Neither.
Have you seen have you seen Delta Force or maybe a Bowflex commercial? Because those have more Chuck Norris action than Walker. Here's what happened. Chuck Norris got his AARP card in the mail and then was like, holy crap, I'm too old. And then they said, hey, you want to pretend to be an ass-kicking Texas Ranger with martial arts skills? They're like, what? No way. Yes, of course I'm in. What else am I going to do? You need to go back and watch real Chuck Norris kicking ass movies, like Delta Force is one.
Or a Bowflex commercial.
Because he made like four of those.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what another one is.
Who are you talking to there, Catherine?
Herself?
Me?
Yeah. It sounded like you were talking to somebody off the phone.
Oh, no.
Is your boyfriend over there?
My imaginary friend.
Oh.
Yeah, my other boyfriend.
Wait a minute.
So, when's podcast over?
You don't have to ask now that you've outed the fact that your other boyfriend is there.
Oh, right.
Subtle.
Just knock on the door before you come in.
Does that mean, you know how couples will sometimes have that, like a celebrity or something that it's like, if they have a chance to sleep with this person, then that's
my aunt and uncle have that, yeah.
Yeah. So, after that, we got to find out what that is.
I got to remember. We should call them. They'll tell us.
But, is Chuck Norris, like, your guy then? Is, like, if Chuck Norris
me?
Came?
Yeah. Oh.
No, the cat.
For me?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
To sleep with?
Yeah.
No, just because I like watching him kick butt. It's more like I wish I was him. Like, I wish I could kick butt like that. Like Jack Bauer and
Did
Sydney,
you pick a
whatever
woman?
Her name is, on
Thank you.
Alias.
That was slightly but, better.
You watched Alias, too?
I've seen a few episodes.
Was Alias as entertaining as Walker, Texas Ranger?
Probably more so entertaining.
Probably. You could have dropped that from the sentence.
I remember all the plots of Walker. I just remembered he'd find the bad guy and he was just ruthless.
Because that was every plot.
Yeah. It was the man called Hawk, but with Chun Li. Yeah. Well, thanks for calling in
Probably
and backing my story up. I really appreciate it. I'm going to talk more about how awesome Dr. Quinn is.
If by backing your story up, she's outed you for being.
Okay, I'll say one nice thing.
Okay, go ahead.
About Kevin.
One nice thing.
Being a virgin, if I had to pick anyone to sleep with, it would only be Kevin.
We have to delete
nice.
This now.
Why? What's wrong with that?
Unbelievable.
We've talked about this on the show.
Unbelievable.
We've talked. Why is that unbelievable?
That's adorable. Thanks
right?
a lot. I'm a macho man. I could kick butt just like Walker, Texas Ranger.
Not without a Bowflex.
Yeah.
You got to get one of those Bad Mama Jammas. You and Christy
awesome.
Brinkley work it out, sweat
awesome.
It out.
My problem with Dr. Quinn was that they in this episode, everything's like the perfect all-American family set in 1963, except for that they're in the Old West. So like the black family moves into town at just at the same time that the old white guy starts up this new club that all the men have to come and try. And they're putting on their robes and they're like, I'm not wearing a girly robe. What are we doing for fun tonight? Well, you're a C. And then they go out and start beating up on this black guy. And they're like, whoa, we didn't know. This is a huge surprise. We didn't realize we're wearing upside down crosses on our shirts. This is a total shocker to us.
So Dr. Quinn, at being a physician,
yeah,
she has to diagnose racism?
No. Well, what happens is then she sides with the black people and helps them. For some reason, they have to open up a store in this all-white neighborhood. They just, they're determined.
Well, where
to
are you
going to
find a black neighborhood in the frontier land
exactly.
of America?
But they're,
I mean, their doctor is a woman, for crying out loud. These people, this is the great town. They probably
the
see
they don't
progressive woman progressive woman using leaves and stuff to
raising three children and making nice with the white American Indian boy.
She gets a rock and smashes down sage to rub it into a cow puncture wound for somebody who got gored by the bull because they weren't paying attention.
So you watch the show. Well, it was all going way downhill like every episode does. And then I'm pretty
convinced.
And then
Walker, Texas Ranger, and got all ruthless on their ass.
I think she changed the channel when I wasn't looking. Fell asleep for 5 minutes. No, well, they kept dropping the N-word, but they bleeped it out because it's on the GMC, the Gospel Music Channel, which apparently they could say the N-word in the 90s. Yeah, I was shocked.
So they were saying, like, nigger.
Because he said Negro later, and they didn't bleep that out. I'm like, oh, maybe they're bleeping out Negro, but he was saying the N-word, and they bleeped
it
out. I was shocked. But then, so that was pretty, and then it's very funny. They're like, all new episodes tonight at this time. I'm like, all new episodes of Dr. Quinn? What they meant were different episodes. We're not rerunning the same one again tonight like we always do. I'm like, I'm pretty sure you can't say all new episodes there, GMC.
We bought 8 more episodes of Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman.
We're going to re-erect the set, and we're going to run them back to back to back tonight at 7, 8, and 9, because we have nothing better than to spend
$8
million.
I'm just saying, they bought new episodes.
Yeah. No one's going to make them.
We got the first third of season 3.
Somebody just went to the store and found it on DVD. This is pretty great. We don't have to watch more episodes of Amen and 227.
Think it was great watching her cure racism. Wait till she cures homos.
You have been watching Dr. Quinn. Well, then they did this scene where I'm pretty sure they were symbolically saying that she had been raped on screen because they come in and they cut her hair in broad daylight. And the husband it's pretty dramatic. He's sawing away and then he stops sawing and he realizes something's wrong because his wife isn't singing anymore. And then her reaction is just so over the top that if they weren't saying symbolically that she had been raped, then something was really, really
maybe
wrong with
the show.
She just
wasn't happy with the haircut.
See, that's my problem. I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt that they wanted to say she'd been raped, but it was the early 90s, and you can't put that on television. So they're saying, well, we cut her hair, but you get it.
Yeah,
well, I think it was different. They didn't know that was so bad at the time, but you can't.
Or maybe you're watching an edited version for the gospel, and maybe there was like an actual rape. No, but we can't show this. Okay,
please just cut her hair.
We didn't know this was in the new ones we bought. Just cut her hair. Yeah. Just can you do some CG and crop her hair? Make her look like a lesbian. We'll put it right before she cures the homo.
There were 8 minutes missing from the film. Explain it. Really long commercial for diet nutritional tabs.
They put an infomercial in.
Right in the middle of the scene.
Yeah, at the
I
end of Act 2.
I should have seen this coming. Suddenly we're learning about chairs and how you can get on your mobile chair and go to the store with your grandkid like you used to. And then back and she had her hair cut. Dr. Quinn on the GMC. Tilo for your girlfriends today.
Oh, gosh.
I don't think we'll be watching any more episodes of that.
Well,
not because we ruined it.
We have to do something while I'm playing video games.
Yeah. We just told you got to find another show. Maybe just use Knight Rider.
Halfway through the episode last night, she goes, you sure you don't want to just watch Star Trek? Because those are our trade-offs. Yeah. So we watch either an old Next Generation or a Dr. Quinn. And all right. Well, thanks for calling, Virgin.
Wait, what happened? were you going to say something with that, or you're just
no? That was it.
You're talking about how do you feel about Star Trek, Kat?
Yeah, bash Star Trek.
I like it.
Yeah, you would. You
she
like
does
everything.
Like.
Well, I like it because I can appreciate the fact that I know that it was made in the what was one we're watching the late 80s or the early 90s.
87 to 93. Yeah.
Oh, so yeah. This is Next Generation.
So, I know you guys... it's corny, but I know at the time it probably looked really cool.
I think it's still pretty cool. Thanks a lot.
You what?
I think it's still pretty cool. The stories are amazing.
Well, that's because you grew up with it. I grew up with Dr. Quinn, so I still think it's cool.
Now, because here's the thing. You and I may have this in common, Kat, that my grandfather, being the redneck that he is from West Texas, I don't know if Virginia felt the same way, but I was not allowed to watch Star Trek as a kid because that stuff's right. not real.
But Dr. Quinn is real?
No, well, he would let me watch Looney Tunes.
That's real.
Yeah.
I remember.
He was, watching my grandfather watch that Roadrunner and Coyote was probably the most hysterical thing I've still seen him, because everything he thought was hysterical, no matter how, I'm probably four, and it's so predictable, and he goes, he go light that rocket, doesn't know it's going to blow up.
Oh,
you never going to catch that Roadrunner.
Why is this not in your act?
I don't know, because I guess I decided to tell the story about the time that he let my dad shoot somebody with a bow and arrow.
I'll do both. This is good stuff.
That one doesn't get very good, big of a laugh, but this one would.
Yeah, I think so.
He didn't know that rocket going to blow up underneath him. he would have tears in his eyes, and I'd just be sitting there, like almost judging it. Like, the comedy is so rudimentary. Like, I see where they're going. There's no surprises. Comedy is surprises, grandfather. There's no surprise here.
That desert goes on for a while. He got a sign when he falls off the ledge. He says, oops. Oops is right, Coyote.
He gonna go 6 feet past that cliff before he realizes there's nothing underneath him.
You can't paint a thing on a wall and go through it. What's wrong with this guy, Coyote? He's so stupid.
I sure would like to get me one of them Acme catalogs. So was Star Trek not allowed in your house, Kat? Or was it just that you weren't aware? Your night was so filled with Walker, Texas Ranger.
Well, exactly. There was no time for it. I don't know that it was necessarily because of Star Trek, but we were allowed to watch stuff that wasn't real, but we weren't allowed to watch scary stuff. I've never seen Wizard of Oz. We had to fast forward all of, like, the villain scenes in the Disney movies when they have, like, their own villain song, and then when they defeat the villain at the end, we've had to fast forward all those.
How unsatisfying. Wasn't there a war in that movie? Unsatisfying to be like, and how did we win? We just won. Don't worry about it.
My
conflict
isn't
important.
When he was in like high school, I think he went back and watched like the endings to like Beauty and the Beast and Sleeping Beauty and Little Mermaid.
He's
and
like,
Lion King.
Nobody got beheaded.
He's like, I'm gonna finish it.
You know what's funny is my uncle is very protective of his kids, and to. In my opinion, what could have been interpreted as a flaw. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with these individuals as human beings, but they do have unnatural fears towards the real world. And so I thought that the same thing would translate into like you and your siblings, Kat, but it sounds like your parents kind of hit the nail on the head because your brother is getting rebellious by watching Beauty and the Beast all the way through. I'll show you, Dad. Yeah. I'm going to the kids section of Blockbuster because I can get a card now. You can't tell me what to do. I'm 18. Suck it, Dad.
Spitting image of my brother. How did you know that?
I'm gonna sing the Gaston song till I fall asleep.
Nice.
Oh, that's hysterical. All right. Well, thank you very much for calling in, Kat. You, unlike all the other people who call into the show, I'm sure I'll see you in about 48 hours or something.
Probably.
Thanks for calling. You got it. Okay, bye.
Okay. Oh, I hung up on her too soon.
That's okay. She's still listening.
Oh, gosh. That chick is awesome.
Oh, Dr. Quinn and
her.
That's
so funny.
Not right.
I'm gonna stay up late and watch Walker, Texas Ranger. Oh, that's great.
I would watch that. Why doesn't she want to watch that instead of Dr. Quinn?
Because she's seen them all.
She's seen all the Dr. Quinn. We'll watch it. She's like I am with Star Trek. She'll get 60 seconds in and be like, oh, this is the one where Sully and her kiss. Like, don't they do that in every episode?
Sully and her kiss.
Sully is the love interest.
But not the husband?
No, it becomes her husband.
Oh.
In the beginning, she's a
spoiler alert.
Sorry. She does that all the time. She'll be like, those two get married. I'm like, great. Now what am I watching for? You want to tell me how Lost ends?
Kevin, you know why you're watching. You know why you're watching.
It's true.
She'll touch you. It's the only reason why.
That's true.
I love how you pass it off like, I sit and I cuddle with you. Yeah, because you get no enjoyment from that whatsoever.
It's all for her.
You're
so she'll let me play video games later.
You're such a giver.
If I tickle the back of her neck, she lets me watch Star Trek for an hour. Pretty great. All right, here are my candle facts.
Okay, ready, go.
I like her a lot. So candles, so you went a very interesting way with the
birthdays.
Songs about candles and birthdays. I didn't think that far.
I tried to see if there were candles made out of the people because you did Human Zoo. But there aren't.
There aren't.
The one last thing is that if you go to thisnext.com and put in weird candles, they have candles that smell like urinal cakes if you want to make your house smell like a men's room. They have candles that are like flipping the bird or doing the anarchy rock and roll. And then there's another one that I thought was very interesting where they had a BLT candle, which was a three-candle set. One smells like bacon, the other one smells like lettuce, and the other one smells like tomato. I want to know what the lettuce candle smells like. Just,
just water.
Just dirt and water. Just like dirt, mud.
In fact, there's not a candle there. It's just a puddle of water. Well, yeah, because I try to find things, and the more I looked at it, the more I realized, you know, candles are pretty boring and not funny because I was like, well, maybe there's an international candle holiday and to see, you know, all the different, I knew about birthdays, but I thought maybe there are other times when we can light candles, and they bring up some of the most saddest things I could think of, like, you know, we lit candles for a diabetes vigil or cancer awareness. I'm like, none of this is funny. I don't want to bring this up. So I tried to find out what, like ice cream candles and anything I could come up with just meant they had a candle in that shape. So name a shape, they've got a candle for it. Yes. Also not that interesting. But here are the two things I found out interesting is, you know, despite the fact that candles are super girly, there is, fret not, Manly Man Candle Company ready for your candle needs, Mr. Man. And if you go to www.manlymancandlecompany.com, you can buy a Manly Man candle with the smell of yard work.
What?
And don't worry, live help is offline or is ready for you if you click the email and some man will talk to you about all of your candle buying needs. The smell of bowl and trying to see all the different smells. All I can see is the candle work here, or the yard work. So if you need the smell of yard work. But the most fascinating thing I could find was how a candle would behave in zero gravity.
Well, speaking of which, the National Candle Association offers science experiments associated with candles on their website.
Oh, nice.
Of varying levels of scientific interest.
I found an edible candle website. Some kids making edible candles out of potatoes and almond wax, which seemed interesting. But that's just a candle you blow out and then eat. So, big deal. But a candle in space. So, you know how when you light a candle, it creates that long top part of it. I'm not talking to you. I'm describing to can see my hands. But with zero gravity, and but as long as there's oxygen, because, of course, you can't have a candle without oxygen, so it doesn't work in space. But without gravity, the candle will kind of bulge out and make a perfectly round circle, and it won't burn the oxygen top-wise. It won't burn it towards the ceiling, as it were, so it won't go golden. It'll just stay a blue ball of fire, and I have a picture.
Can you find
a picture, yeah.
Here, we'll put it on their iPods.
Okay, I'll give it to you. So you can see on the left-hand side, regular candle. On the right-hand side, same thing, with just a blue ball around it. So the fire is burning out in all directions simultaneously.
That's cool.
It's pretty cool. Pretty cool. So candles in zero gravity.
That's not how I thought it would have gone.
How did you think it would be?
Well, I didn't know that gravity was the reason why the candle like just burned up.
Because it burns up. Otherwise, it burns out. So the up part is where the oxygen is lifting out. But if it burns outwards instead of upwards, then it burns evenly across all points. So it doesn't get hot enough for
which
it to
makes
get
sense
golden.
Because like the sun, burning equally, it creates a sphere.
Yeah, exactly. That and so the candle, sense. It's like a dome on top of the candle.
So it would be a complete but I wonder is it three dimensional? Like if you look at it from the top looking down, does it look just like a sun?
Yeah, it's round.
Because the bottom part of the candle would keep it from burning.
Exactly. Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. So if you could
blew my mind.
If you could burn a candle from just like floating in space, if you could somehow light that on fire, it would just sit there like a little sun.
Like a little burn perfect ball.
Yeah, exactly. That's the best part. Man, I wanted zero gravity when I was a kid so bad. We were fed all sorts of crap in the 80s that we would be in space by the year 2010. Yeah, but hoverboards and all that didn't help. But we were convinced that because of the Challenger space shuttle, they were just crazy. They were feeding us, you know, magazine after magazine about how we were going to be in space and I was going to live on the moon. And, as leftovers from the space race and, you know, we defeated Russia. So naturally, we're going to be on the moon soon.
We're in charge now.
I was obsessed with the idea of zero gravity, and I really would like to experience zero gravity before I die. That's my hope.
You can.
How?
You take the vomit comet thing.
Let's go.
Right, you didn't know about this?
I think so, but it's very expensive, isn't it?
I mean, it's essentially falling. It's not really zero gravity.
But see, I want zero gravity. I want to float, and I want to lift up to the ceiling. Do I have to be belted into anything?
No, what it is you take this, they take you in a big commercial plane, and then you're belted in, and then what they do is they say, okay, they bring you into the padded room, and you lay down, and then they put the plane into a straight dive.
Oh.
So for about 20 seconds...
Oh.
You are completely free. That's how they shot a lot of Apollo 13, the weightless scenes or whatever. Yeah. They did it on the Vomit Comet in like these like they just did these huge
arcs. And because
arcs.
You're 20 seconds of down, all weight becomes relative. So it's all, you have no weight? Is that the idea?
The idea is that because you're in a free fall state, then you're essentially weightless.
Got it. But so not the same as true weightlessness.
You're also moving, I mean...
Relatively, yeah.
Physically, yes, it is, but because of the surroundings, you know what I mean. You're now falling, and you're falling at the same rate as the plane, so you can push off of the plane and float by as if you were in outer space.
So it's similar. I wouldn't know the difference, and it'll only last 20 seconds.
And your body would.
I'm gonna do it.
Yeah.
Because the other thing I've always wanted to do is go to Club 33, and it turns out I have a friend who has access to
Club
33. It's in Disneyland. It's the super elite club that you can't get into. Like, if you and I wanted to apply, it would be a 15-year waiting list. And because she works at Allstate, she can get in almost anytime she wants. And they have...
There's a nightclub at Disneyland?
It's a super posh club with 5-course meals, alcohol, the only place they serve alcohol in Disneyland. And it's ridiculous.
Why do they call it Club 33?
Because in New Orleans, they're, right next to, the little New Orleans
Square.
It's
in the French Quarter, okay.
Yeah, the French Quarter, but the door to it, says 33 outside, and you have to buzz to get in, and it's super secret, and not secret, but very ritzy and extremely exclusive, and I'm going to go.
So you have two desires in life.
Weightlessness.
Your bucket list is weightlessness and Club 33.
And sex. So those three things are... If I could do all three of those at the same time, if only we could put...
What if we made a replica of Club 33 on a Vomit Comet?
I'm down.
And then we would probably need about 4 or 5 naked chicks, because weightless and first time having sex, that's going to be complicated.
Wasn't that one of the experiments that they did in some shuttle was the weightless sex or space sex? I'd look that up, but I don't want that to be on my web browser.
Why?
I'm going to trust that it happened. You know, the thing I know about human beings is that they can find a way to do sex. They're going to figure it out. Any chance they can. Like, what is the effects of sex on carpet? We should probably pay somebody $6 million to find that out. some pervert.
I don't know what's funny, the idea of the effect of carpet or the guy who's saying it, the guy's voice. Just, sex on carpet.
What is
I just feel like this guy lives in his mom's basement.
Probably
but he's very serious about the scientific
really
effects of sex, besides procreation.
It has chemical...
Mostly concerned with how it affects household materials.
Next, textiles and
maybe
possibly
we should be
towels.
Telling people they shouldn't be having sex on their carpet if they would like it to last longer than 5 years.
There's only one way to find out.
If the people have sex on different kinds of carpet.
I'm going to raise $6 million.
Shag carpet, industrial carpet, probably could withstand most sex.
Most likely this experiment will receive a lot of government funding.
And we're going to have to figure out the different kinds of sex. I'm assuming vigorous sex will have a more of an effect on the carpet.
I like how your guy is a Muppet.
That's the way I see him.
Carpet.
If you like physical sex, vigorous, much like a semi driving across a freeway. It's going to tear up some roads. Let's not stop there. I mean, let's not think even outside the box. What about the effects of sex on a mattress? I mean, has anybody studied that?
Probably should.
Maybe you should have a separate mattress for sex, and maybe that's more cost effective. Right.
And then we'll compare that to the pros and cons of a Tempur-Pedic mattress.
And then I want to see how sex affects the carpet in Club 33.
In weightlessness.
How many people do you think have had sex in Club 33?
33, I think.
That's...
That's where they stopped.
And then they cut it off.
But how 33?
The same day they cut his head off.
It's an odd number.
I like that this topic thing always leads us to Disney.
That's the name of the podcast. All things go back to... all roads lead to Disney's head. Well, what's our topic going to be next week?
I don't know.
You came up with zoos. I came up with candles. I think so far you're the winner. I think whatever topic one of us comes up with, the other one has a better job of researching it. You came up with zoos. I knocked it out of the park.
Yeah.
I came up with candles. You were very good.
I did a great job. I felt really good about it.
B plus.
The only thing I did not mention that I also learned was that originally they used animal. They used animal
almost
fat
got it on air.
Rendered animal fat for candle wax until the Japanese started whaling, and then they would use sperm whale fat, and that lasted longer and burned cleaner. Until they discovered beeswax.
This is why I didn't want to mention. I knew all those things, but that's so not uplifting. They used to harvest whales to make
just for candles. Sure they used other things. Yeah. Like I think that's what they made cologne out of then or something.
Yeah, and
isn't it cosmetics? That's why we're not supposed
to. Yeah, absolutely. And like whale. Suitcases. They used to make those. You know the famous
whale
suitcases.
Those are big suitcases.
Man, I wish I had thought of something funny faster. Whale pajamas. That'd have been good.
Well, okay. So next topic.
Yeah.
I feel like we can't necessarily. I was looking around the room again.
No. Aquariums.
Aquariums.
It's like a zoo. But,
I like it.
You like it? All right,
I like it. Let's make it happen.
All right. Aquariums is the topic of discussion next week.
I can't wait next week to find out about the human aquarium when they put black people underwater. Just to see. You'll see what happens. If we put black people underwater.
Well, let's submerge 600 of them and make them have sex.
Now that we've built this huge tank for having sex underwater to see the effects, let's see how it affects black people.
And that's called Cirque du Soleil.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, geez, Louise. Oh, I was supposed to do this, and I didn't, but I'm going to do it right now.
Oh, I had one other thing.
Oh.
The first movie with the title Candle in it was How to Make Candles. It was a documentary short made in 1910, and it was in France, and the title is Industrial.
The movies didn't happen until like 1927.
No. Film started in... oh, gosh. Now you're going to... film.
Is that
film
talking
started
movies
in
1927?
No, talking movies started in the 1920s with the jazz singer. But film has been around since the 1890s.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Never because right. It started... Did you take film classes? You know how film became film. Do I get to tell you? This is the best day ever. Film was started on a bet because... motion pictures. Because two gentlemen had a disagreement about whether or not a horse, when galloping, lifts up all of its hooves at the same time. So they said, well, there's only one way to tell. I'm going to set a series of cameras up on a racetrack. We'll take them in succession. We'll time it so the camera takes a picture every quarter second or half second. And then we'll view them and see if there's ever a moment. And when they viewed them, they noticed that when flipping, it made it look like the horse was running. And they said, well, that's a movie. And they charged people $12.50.
And those two Jews have been screwing the people of America.
Ever since.
For 100 years. 100 years. We're going to put black people underwater. Well, that's our show then. We'll do.
What were you going to say?
I was going to do all of my plugs because I'm tired.
Do your plugs.
I'm tired of doing the thing at the end, so I'm just going to
do them
live.
Now. Yeah. I won't interrupt.
June 4th and 5th, I'm going to be at Flappers Comedy Club. After that, July, you've been hearing about it for months now, so if you don't know about it, screw you and suck on a muffler. I'm going to be in Wits End Comedy Club co-headlining there in Denver, Colorado. Rooster Teeth Feathers in Sunnyvale after that. And then Pechanga Casino with Darren Carter.
When are you in Sunnyvale?
Sunnyvale, I'm in July, the end of July. July 22nd through 25th,
fun.
To be exact. I'm going to be, for those of you who care, I did a CD recording this last November, October, something like that. Technically, it didn't work out. Nothing against you, Christian. It wasn't his fault. We tried to up the production value without practicing, yada, yada, yada. So we got to do some pickups so I can finally release my CD, blah, 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 yakety smackety.
Justin, if I wanted to know more about your calendar, where would I go?
JustinComedy.com. I got a newly designed website. Please check that out. You could send us an email to show@secondfunniestpodcast.com. We have a web store with t-shirts, all that stuff. You could subscribe, give us $2 a month, 50 cents an episode. All those links are available at secondfunniestpodcast.com. Also, real quick, he was supposed to be on the show this week, but when Kevin got ill and his schedule couldn't make it. Speaking of which, my good friend Darren Carter just released his new CD, That Ginger's Crazy. Very funny. I was around for a lot of the creation of that material. It's a very good CD. You can pick it up on iTunes or go to DarrenCarter.com, and he should be on the show in the next couple weeks, and you can hear him talk about it then. I think that's everything.
That was amazing.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm going to plug next week on the Second Funniest Podcast. We're going to talk about aquariums.
Oh, I can't wait.
This week we talked about candles.
Yes. Good plug.
I also hate tuna fish sandwiches, but love tuna sushi.
I want to see the effects of sex on sushi.
It can be done. Those geisha girls. You've seen those.
Oh, man. Wouldn't
they
you
just
like
lay
to
there
eat?
Naked? No.
Wouldn't you like to eat and just hump her at the same time?
What is wrong with you?
Is there more than one, or is it just the one that does it?
It's just the one.
She's got to be busy.
She's laying there being a serving tray. This is so demeaning.
I'm about
demeaning.
To serve her up on okay. a platter on my
All
penis.
Right. I have nothing to do with this podcast.
Aren't you glad you waited through the plugs?
I regret you.
That's my dad. On behalf of my good friend Kevin Miller, this is Justin Worship saying, okay, bye.